At the age of 87, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is the oldest justice of the United States Supreme Court. She is also one of its longest-serving and most liberal members. Last week, Ginsburg, who has survived cancer, worried her many supporters with the announcement that her cancer has returned. Everybody is checking their phones daily to see what Justice Ginsburg's health situation is, said Russell Wheeler. He is an expert at the Brookings Institution, a Washington policy and research center. Ginsburg was appointed by former Democratic President Bill Clinton in 1993. She said she has no plans to retire, but her supporters fear a court opening would permit President Donald Trump, a Republican, to appoint another conservative judge. The Supreme Court's decisions usually have a strong effect on every part of American life. Just this year, the court said that U.S. law protects gay and transgendered from workplace discrimination. It said employers can deny birth control health coverage to female workers based on religious beliefs. And it ruled that no citizen, not even the president in this case, could refuse to produce evidence for a state's criminal hearing. Justices in the United States Supreme Court are nominated by the president. After Senate confirmation, they can serve for life, but some choose to leave early. Ginsburg is not the only older Supreme Court justice likely to retire. Liberal Justice Stephen Breyer, another Clinton appointee, is 81. Republican-appointed conservative justices Clarence Thomas at 72 and Samuel A. Alito, Jr. at 70 are nearing retirement age. The court now has 5 conservative and 4 liberal members. 2 of its conservative justices, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, were appointed by Trump. In 2016, the Republican-controlled Senate refused to consider a nomination to the Supreme Court from President Barack Obama, a Democrat. As a campaigning move, Republican candidate Donald Trump released the names of conservatives who he would nominate to the court. Some conservative voters noted the move as a reason they voted for Trump. With at least one or more court openings possible, liberals are now hoping to make the Supreme Court's future an issue in the November presidential election in 2020. A group of liberal organizations has started buying $2 million worth of advertising in Arizona, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. These are the important states that could decide who becomes the next president. Donald Trump has hijacked our Supreme Court with far-right justices like Brett Kavanaugh, the project's first ad says, adding that Kavanaugh may serve for many more years. Courtney Perella is a Trump campaign spokeswoman. She defended the president's record of appointing solid, conservative federal judges. The president's record appeals to conservatives who supported him in 2016, appointing judges that will faithfully uphold the Constitution, Perella said. While agreeing that the November 3rd election will likely be decided by two issues, the coronavirus and the economy, Democrats say voters have begun to understand the importance of the Supreme Court. And there is some evidence of that. In April, a poll by Suffolk University and USA Today found that more Democrats than Republicans view the Supreme Court as a top issue. Yet the campaign of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has not made the Supreme Court a campaign issue. The Biden campaign did not respond to several requests for comment. I'm Susan Shand.